Welcome again to the program. We're looking at the subject of apostasy. Back in Elisha's day, it was a time of a falling away, and 20 times we read the phrase, "and Elisha." At the end time, we're living there now in the book of Jude. We're talking about apostasy, but we also read, "but ye, beloved." We're in 2 Peter, where we're talking about apostasy, and he says, if you do these things, you will never fall. Look at 2 Peter, where Peter gave us 7 things. He said, if you do these things, you'll never fall. And falling, of course, is what the word apostasy is, apostasia, a falling away. Peter said, if you do these things, you will never fall. We've added one more page of notes. If you go to our website, perryemonsbaptist.net, you'll see there, if you follow it through the page for notes, right there on page number 1, just click on that where it says notes. And we have another page of notes here on 2 Peter chapter 1. While you're listening to this message and song, you might want to download those notes. Listen to this message. Now we're living in a day when we can easily yield to all of the changes that are going on around us. And we will, unless we do these things that Peter's talking about. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin.
Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight then fully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, he will carry you through. Shun evil companions that language disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Strengthen and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through.
If you have those notes that we mentioned, if you look here in 2 Peter, verse number 1, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's writing to those who have obtained like precious faith with us. He's not writing to the compromisers. For the most part, those who have been sold out to the things of the age of apostasy that we're living in, they're not going to listen. They're not going to change their way. For the most part, Jude talks about saving some that are spotted because they've been in that mess. But most of the time, they're not going to listen. Peter is talking to those who have obtained like precious faith. Precious. Now, the dictionary says precious is something of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. Like precious faith, that word faith is in the New Testament 245 times. Only five times of those, the Greek word means to trust. The rest of the time, the Greek word means 240 times, it means what we believe. What we believe. So in verse number 5, he says, beside this giving all diligence, add to your faith. Add to what you believe. And he said, add virtue, add temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. Then he says in verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. These things. He uses that phrase 8 times in this little book of 2 Peter. If these things be in you, verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off. Now, once again, he's talking to those who have like precious faith in verse number 1. He is not talking to those that are lacking these things and have no interest in having these things. They are Corinthian type Christians. He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, those who are like precious faith, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Wherefore, verse 12, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Now, he's at the end of his life, and this is what's very important. This is what he's going to leave before he leaves this world. He is saying, you need, if you are a sincere Christian, if you are one of those who are not going to compromise, if you are of like precious faith with Peter, then he says, I want to put you in remembrance of these things to be established in them. Verse 13, he said, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Now, we've seen in the previous broadcast, he said, to your faith, that is your salvation, add virtue, that is our standards. And then, number 3, he said, add knowledge. That's going to demand some time studying. And now we get into number 4, where he says, add temperance, and that is, simply put, self-control. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 28, it says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. We need to have some self-control. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Now, we've said many times, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. If we let the Holy Spirit have control as we study, and as we've said many times, Paul commended the Bereans because even after he preached, he studied the Scriptures to see if these things be so. By the way, it says there that they received the Word of God with readiness of mind, but they went home and they studied the Scriptures daily to see if these things be so. Then if we're going to have these virtues in our life, if we're going to have faith, then we need to be saved in order to have that. We're going to add these things. He said, add your standards, then get the studying. That will help you in your self-control. And then number five, he says, patience. Patience. And so once again, we're looking here at salvation. From our salvation, we add standards, we add study, we have self-control. But now we're getting into the area of suffering, and you're going to need some patience. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is come to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Now, if we're going through these first steps here of standards and studying and self-control, you're going to get to the place where you're going to be living what Paul calls godly in Christ Jesus. You're going to suffer some persecution that might be even physical, but most of the time it's a persecution that has to do with our emotions and how people are treating us. Mark chapter 4, Jesus said in verse 17, those that have no root in themselves and so endure but for a time, afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And so those that have not this spiritual development of adding these things to their salvation, the standards, the studying, the self-control, yeah, they're not going to get much suffering in the world. But if you're going to live for like Jesus said to live, he says here, you're going to fall away if you're not grounded. Paul put it this way, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And then number six, we go to godliness. He says to your patience, add godliness. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? And we've said many times before that word conversation actually means a manner of life. And then he says to that, add brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, Romans 12:10 says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. Paul the Apostle was a great example of that. He spent his life trying to serve others. In Ephesians 6, verse 7, he says, with goodwill, doing service as unto the Lord. And so we have salvation, then standards, then studying, then self-control, then suffering, godliness, the fancy word we have for that in the word is sanctification, and here we have service. And finally, we have a sacrifice. It's talking about charity, and charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. In other words, it's a love, over and over again, John said, love one another, love one another. And he also used this phrase, these things. He says, if you do these things, ye will love one another. And so it's a byproduct of doing these things. But it's a sacrifice. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And if I'm going to be like Jesus, then I'm going to give myself to help other Christians. The Bible says that greater love than this has no man than he lay down his life for his friends. I don't think that means dying for them. It might include that, But sometimes it's harder to lay down your entire life. That's what Jesus did. He was here for 33 and a half years, and he laid down his entire life for others. And so the Bible says, greater love is no man than this, that we lay down our life for our friends. That has to do with a sacrifice. That has to do with living for others. Others, Lord, may this my motto be, let me live for others, that I might live like thee. And so we've just touched on the surface of these things that he's talking about here. Read again in 2 Peter, verse number 5 of chapter 1. And besides this, giving all diligence, that means you get at it, all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge temperance, to your temperance patience, to your patience godliness, and to your godliness brotherly kindness, and to your brotherly kindness charity. He says in verse 10, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Now, we could be in this series for a year. We have the chart here. It is our hope that you'll take that chart and start on one and go through all of these here and make it a part of your life. If you do these things in this age of apostasy, you shall never fall. Make this your prayer. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Thine own way.